as the number of soldiers who have died in Iraq nears the 1,500 mark. An art exhibit opens to memorialize the nation's men and women who have fallen in combat. Today at Syracuse University in New York, a new exhibit opens called To Never Forget, Faces of the Fallen. It's a collection of 5x7-inch portraits of U.S. troops in Iraq who have been killed. The portraits were made by art students. Stephen Zema, a professor of painting at the College of Visual and Performing Arts at Syracuse, coordinates the project. He joins us now from the studio on the campus there. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Can you describe this exhibit for us?
Well, it actually originated at the College of Marin in California. Another artist, Chester Arnold, he, in early September, had seen in the New York Times when there was a four-page spread of the 1,000 troops that had been killed, you know, these postage stamp images. And he presented it to his class as an idea. Should we do these? Can we paint these? And they did. They did in 2 months. And we're talking about probably a small student body. It's a junior college in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And they painted 1,109. And Chester and I talked for a while, and we decided that it would travel to Syracuse, and part of our obligation was to try to paint the number that had died since. And so we stopped on February 19th at 1,481.
Describe what it looks like. How is it being presented? What do you see when you walk in?
What you see is a huge, huge wall that is 10 feet high by 96, which has the College of Marin show on it. There's a small break, and then you see the wall continue with the Syracuse portion on it. Artists from the Syracuse community, Syracuse University, faculty, staff, students, have painted the remaining, I think it's around 375 that mm-hmm. we've painted. And so you can stand at one end of the corridor and see the entire show. And so you see all these faces, you know, instead of names and numbers. You know, that's part of the idea, of course, that you know, these handmade objects have been made into portraits that, in most cases, we put a face on the name and the number. In some cases, there's no photo available, unfortunately.
If you'd like to see pictures of the portraits, you can check it out at www.npr.org. Stephen Zema, what's the intent of this exhibit?
Well, the intent, it certainly, I can tell you what it's not, to begin with. It's not trying to be a political statement, pro or con, about the war or the merits of the war, entering the war. I mean, everybody can draw their own conclusions. And this show is so strong, you will, or one does, I should say. And the other thing I should say is that it in no way attempts to encompass all of the casualties of this war. You know, the other foreigners, the journalists, the Iraqis, the wounded. You know, it tries to focus on one aspect.
Stephen Zema is also the painter of one of these portraits. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Stephen Zema is professor of painting at Syracuse University, coordinator of the exhibit To Never Forget, Faces of the Fallen. It opened today at Syracuse, and he joined us from a studio on the Syracuse campus. Again, you can see photos of the portraits on our website at npr.org.